Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
New time hour here on a Friday. 617-779-0985, the telephone number for you. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. Now, we talked a little bit about the NBA's plan for their comeback. They seem to have their ducks in a row. They know what they want. Here's what's going on in the NHL. They're finalizing their playoff format, and they have announced that it will be a reseeding. Well, it's been reported it will be a reseeding, which means there will not be a bracket format. After each round, they will reseed. That, according to Pierre LeBrun, tweeting that the NHL and NHLPA have put the finishing touches on their format. Among the open issues resolved, both sides have agreed it will be a best of seven in all four playoff rounds and a best of five in the play-in round. Teams will be reseeded after each round, not bracketed. How about that? Best of five. Do you like that? The Bruins will still play the round robin, which means they play three games. And in the other series, they could play up to five, if need be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like it.
I think it adds a little more balance. I do like that. And I like the
reseeding. So it makes more sense in the NBA. It makes more sense in the NBA. It does. Now, I understand why the NBA is that. I mean, there's such a difference between the top teams and that. And I think hockey's so much different than basketball, obviously. But again, I mean, if you look at the path of least resistance, right? That's what we talk about all the time in sports. And the Bruins road was pretty damn favorable last year. Let's call it for what it is. It was a favorable road. You avoided the big dogs, and you could possibly avoid two of them here. You know, a high-end type talent team like a Pittsburgh or, you know, you go down the list of teams. Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It favors the Bruins. Take care of business. Stay seated where you are. And, you know, the top team's going to get taken care of. Just go out
in addition
the best
to that,
team, you know.
In addition to that, Pierre LeBrun reports that keep in mind that the only thing agreed upon is the format. He tweets: "Still to come are Phase 3 training camp and Phase 4 games, hubs, and protocol, which still have to be negotiated. Only preliminary talks so far on those fronts." What are these guys doing with their time?
Hold on here. Okay, so
Will
Baker...
somebody explain to me what the hell these two sides whether it be players or just the league internally, what are they doing? How are they spending their days right now if they haven't figured out the training camp aspect or anything to do with the games themselves, where they'll be played, or the protocol for safety and testing? What the hell have they been doing since March?
I don't know.
We're 3 months into this now. What have they been up to?
It's been weeks now since your building's been cleared and been open for practice. You know, we're one of the last states to do that. You know, Baker was in on that. He cleared it. Hey, you're free to go back and start using your facilities to practice. Now,
and 3 months isn't fair, right? Base. Like 3 months ago, we didn't really know what the hell was going to happen. But
no, you're getting close now.
What have you been doing the last 2 to 3 weeks? Let's leave it there. What have you been doing for the last 20-plus days?
See, at least baseball's been doing something which says we're actually getting further apart here. Like, when we talk baseball, you almost look at them and say, they're never going to play. Where finally you get the ball rolling in a positive direction for pro sports to play, NBA's taking it, you're developing stuff, and okay, what are we waiting on here, NHL? Is it really Canada that's dragging things? And we talked about this yesterday. Is that part of it?
No. Why would it be?
I don't know.
Like, to negotiate where they're going to play? You don't need to know where the guys in Canada are. I mean, you may have a problem with when do we start. We don't know. But here's what we're doing when we do start.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have to, you know, safety protocols. Do you need to have your guys from Canada in the States to figure out what your safety protocols are going to be? No. So get moving, NHL.
I would feel so much better about it. You're right, Beetle. If they just had the towns, tell us the cities. Tell us where they're going to play. And if they know, why aren't they saying?
You know, like that process has been going on for 2 months.
It's a long time to figure out where you're going to be having these games.
That's the NHL. Have you seen the statement from Major League Baseball's players and the MLBPA?
Oh, yeah.
Let me read this to you. In this time of unprecedented suffering at home and abroad, players want nothing more than to get back to work and provide baseball fans with the game we all love. But we cannot do this alone. Earlier this week, Major League Baseball communicated its intention to schedule a dramatically shortened 2020 season unless players negotiate salary concessions. The concessions being sought are in addition to billions in player salary reductions that have already been agreed upon. This threat came in response to an association proposal aimed at charting a path forward. Among other things, players propose more games, 2 years of expanded playoffs, salary deferrals in the event of a 2020 playoff cancellation, and the exploration of additional dual events and broadcast enhancements aimed at creatively bringing our players to the fans while simultaneously... I can't even read this crap. This is such a load of garbage.
You know what it is?
It's
almost like they hired Larry Lucchino to feed you one of those mid-season crappy things to season ticket holders to make sure that you're feeling okay. But this is the reason we're doing what we're doing. Yeah, it's almost like Lucchino.
Here's where they're at. Both sides are now dug in their host. That's it. Their host. They're screwed now. It's now June 5th, and no one has stepped up to the plate to try and bring the two sides together. No one has made a move to get everybody in some sort of agreement on anything. They can't agree on anything. And that's the way it's going to stay because now they're digging in. Players are digging in. They apparently had a call a couple of nights ago where the players are in lockstep with one another in fighting back and, you know, digging in against the league. So that's it. They're not going to have a season. That's the way it looks right now. I think it's unlikely at this moment, which is really shameful. And I thought it was going to happen. I did. I really did until about a week ago. I thought they'll figure it out. They're going to figure it out. They're going to get closer to this deadline. They'll start moving toward each other. They're going to realize it's best for both sides to figure something out. Nope, they're not doing that. So
the NBA will go as far as to reroute the whole freaking league to a site down in Florida and even telling them, you can bring your own courts with you. Celtics, you want to bring your parquet court that you love so much? Bring it down. We'll find a way to squeeze these home games in for you on your own floor. But yet baseball can't even get the game parameters out there. That's how far apart you are.
So T-Bone had asked us in our pre-show meetings and notes.
Yeah.
You know, who's leading the pack right now? And it's so obvious. I mean, are we counting the NFL in this, or are we counting the...
No, because they don't have to restart.
Yeah, nope. They haven't played anything.
NBA.
Right. Their season has not started yet. Right now would be the middle of basketball. Right now would be the Stanley Cup final. Right now would be baseball season. And so if we're counting those three, I think it's pretty simple. I think it's easy to recognize. Basketball, NBA, the leader. The NHL is behind them.
Yep.
And a distant third is going to be Major League Baseball. That's how this is going so far. The NBA's got it together.
And by the way, as much as they are in the lead and they've got their plan, they do all that, if you were to tell me a couple of months ago that the leader, the one that other leagues should look at and say, wow, they've really done it right, was the league that was going to play their first game a day before August, I'd say we're nuts. Like, baseball will be playing before that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, the NHL, they can't – yeah, they're going to restart, but they're going to have to do it before then. You can't be playing NHL games in August and September. You know, like, what it's – so
– end of next weekend.
Obviously,
we're mid-June, bro.
Yeah.
We're middle of June, smack in the middle of June. End of next weekend.
And I'm not saying the NBA isn't at the forefront, but – holy cow, the league that is doing the best is the league that is going to play their first game on July 31st. Nobody's doing great. The NBA is doing the best, and they should be applauded for having it done. And the NHL, if they are getting closer, Major League Baseball gets no credit at this point because it's looking more and more like they're not going to play.
Looks like they don't want to play. Like, even the NBA players have been a monster of us because it seems like, you know what? We want to play. We know it's in our best interest to play. It's going to take us a while to ramp it up. It's not going to look perfect, but best team should win that. The most talented team should win that. Mm-hmm. Just get out there and play. Get through it. Let's get this over with. Let's get one on the records. We did what we could to get this season done. And you got to feel pretty good about that. Baseball players feel like crap right now.
No, I think it's both sides. Like you said, Zoe, it's not just like we talked about the owners, how, no, they're of a mindset, and some of them have spoken off the record saying, like, yeah, we just would rather not play. It's going to cost us way too much money. But it's on the player's side, too. The players wanted to play. They figure out a way to get back to the table and say, okay, the prorated salaries is one thing. That makes sense. We're not playing all the games. But what about taking a bit of a haircut on the games we do play? And Roundly rejected that notion, and they are dug in on that. So it doesn't sound like they want to play all that much either.
And there's no desire to get creative, which is so annoying. None.
You don't think 114 games at a full prorated salary is creative, Beetle?
No, I don't think that's creative. I think when baseball comes back with the 50, you say, yeah, you know what? We can work with that. Can we tweak it a little bit? Can we protect our lowest paid guys? And, if that means – the highest paid guy makes a little bit less. I mean, hell, David Price has given out $1,000 to every minor leaguer in the Dodgers system. So he's shown a willingness to do things. There are players in this league that have been willing to take money out of their own pocket. And I mean, literally, David Price is taking money right now and paying other guys in baseball.
Yeah.
So he's obviously got a willingness to work with things in the current situation.
An awareness, too.
He's got an awareness. Like, there are players in this league that have a clue. And I didn't think David Price would be one of them, but he most definitely is. Get David Price in the room. See what he can figure out. Because there are guys who want to do something right now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And I think they all look bad. I think the leadership on both sides looks terrible for not getting creative, for not committing to each other to figure something out. There's no commitment to each other in that sport to figure something out. So they will suffer as a result. Nobody will make any money this year. I'm glad that makes you happy, guys, that no one gets anything. Yeah, well, hey, they made that bed. They can all lie in it together with no income. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. There was a video put together by NFL players last night that debuted. We had that off the top today. We'll get back to that. And a cryptic tweet from one player about the Super Bowl against the Eagles, Super Bowl 52 and the Patriots. That's all on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline.
lifelinema.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, since George Floyd was brutally murdered,
how many times do we need to ask you to listen to your players?
What will it take for one of us to be murdered by police brutality?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
What if I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
If I was George Floyd?
George Floyd?
I am George Floyd.
I am Breonna Taylor.
I am Ahmaud Arbery.
I am Eric Garner.
I am Laquan McDonald.
I am Tamir Rice.
I am Trayvon Martin.
I am Walter Scott.
I am Michael Brown Jr.
I am Samuel Du Bois.
I am Frank Smart.
I'm Philip White.
I am Jordan Baker.
We will not be silenced.
We assert our rights.
Peacefully protest.
It shouldn't take this long to admit.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong in silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League,
believe black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
NFL players with a video last night that was aimed at the league that they play in. That is what they did. And they called out their league. We're talking top names in the sport. Patrick Mahomes, I think, chief among them. But Deshaun Watson and Zeke Elliott and Odell Beckham Jr. Saquon Barkley was in there. Michael Thomas, who am I missing? There's a bunch in there.
Did Mahomes, right?
Yep, right off top. Tyrann Mathieu was in there. Honey Badger was in there.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins, did I say him yet?
No.
I didn't give his name yet. Okay. I think I may have them all. But there were a bunch of guys in that video last night. We're talking about star players.
Yeah, recognizable.
Yeah, pro bowlers, all pros, recognizable top players in the league, guys with, obviously a real stake in how the NFL is viewed and a big part of why people are watching the games. And Patrick Mahomes, who just won the Super Bowl and is the best young quarterback in the sport and is already a league MVP, that guy is there front and center saying, yeah, the league is wrong. The league that I play in, the owners, the commissioner, whoever else you want to consider in that group, the league hasn't been right on this. And I thought it was pretty powerful considering who was delivering the message. That's what I thought. I thought that will probably have a better impact than most things that could be said on the individual level when they all came together like that last night to call it the league.
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with who's in it, Beetle, like you said. You know, it's not a bunch of guys like, who is he again? Who does he play for? Oh, I recognize. No, you immediately know who most of these guys are, even if you're just an average fan of the NFL. But the fact that they are doing it and doing it in a way that's going to reach a lot of people, they're going to just need to sustain things like this. If they want to continue to, you know, put the message out and obviously work towards some kind of change, it's got to sustain itself throughout the rest of this summer when they start playing again, because that's when they have the real stage. That's when they have a chance to really, you know, make their voices heard on stuff like this.
8 minutes ago, the New England Patriots put out a video, and it has no sound. The video is 1 minute long, and I can explain to you what it says, that actions are greater than words, that knowledge is greater than ignorance, that equity is greater than privilege, and that working together is greater than standing alone. In addition to that, the video says, over the next 10 months, the Kraft family is pledging $1 million in $100,000 monthly donations to local grassroots organizations, chosen in collaboration with Patriots players that are fighting for equity, working to end systemic racism, and creating meaningful change in our community. That is part of the announcement. It says, change always begins with listening and learning. These organizations will be invited to speak at our executive staff and senior management across the Kraft Group businesses so we can learn about their work and continue to grow in knowledge and awareness, especially among those in leadership positions. That is, again, an announcement from the New England Patriots. The video finishes by saying, "Our eyes, ears, and hearts are open." From the New England Patriots on Twitter, at Patriots, 8 or 9 minutes ago now.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's a good gesture. I think it's more of what has gone on in the league.
Robert's given to the Players Coalition, too, before, with Devin, obviously with he and his brother being a big part of that group.
I think the Patriots taking that second step, though, is more important than the first one. Does that make sense?
Step? Which one?
That they're going to invite these grassroots organizations to come into their organization.
Yeah.
What I mean? Like, that's more meaningful to me than them cutting $1 million check.
Absolutely.
Because I think the players are pissed that all they've done is cut the check to try and make the kneeling situation go away a couple of years ago.
Yeah, to what we talked about earlier in the show, too, that's the actions. It's, continuing this. And there's nothing wrong with giving money. Money does help. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, nothing wrong with the money.
Staying on top of it, but then incorporating it to other avenues, which they're extremely concerned about, their own business in that. And, we even met with other businesses over in Israel when they took us over there, and we're going around to see some of the stuff that they invested in and how they try to keep, businesses there to keep that city, to keep Tel Aviv thriving. Because if you care about something and you want to do it, you're going to invest in it. And I think working hand in hand, especially the type of leadership they have in their locker room, that this is going to help within the community. And then, in turn, take the community and bring it into their own other businesses, which is outstanding. It opens your eyes. And if you go in and you sit and you listen, I think you will eventually understand what the heck is going on here instead of just talking and saying, "I'm going to do things our way. We have one way and that's it." No, you don't. There's multiple ways to do things. So, and they're at the front of this, and I think hopefully other teams will start to do this.
The NFL put out a statement. They responded to the video last night. And I think the NFL made another misstep in their statement last night by referring back to their $44 million.
It's a pat on their own ass.
It says, in their statement, we will continue to use our platform to challenge the injustice around us. As if challenged.
Don't forget, though. Like, don't forget.
Have they truly been
did.
Challenging injustice as a league and as a commissioner? Have they?
No.
Of course not.
No.
And then again, they
questioned it. Yeah.
They point this out to themselves, to everybody again. To date, we have donated $44 million to support hundreds of worthy organizations.
Nice job.
Like, do yourself a favor. Don't pat yourself on the back in the statement. Your players that were in that video last night know about the donations you've made. They know about it. They know about the money and the checks you've written. They know all about that.
They're telling you don't stop there. That's not don't stop with the money. It's like, let's go. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. I mean, so what they want is some sort of recognition from the league that they've been wrong on these issues in the past. And I don't know if they're going to get it. It doesn't feel like they're going to get it.
No, but this is...
But they knew about your $44 million before they put that video together. These are not players who are unaware of what goes on in their league. Right. They're fully aware of that.
No, and I think this is the type of leadership that you welcome from all different aspects, to where this is the way you get stuff done. You got guys that are talking and you're sitting there and it's peaceful. And it's not done with all this other extraneous stuff that you don't need to go along with some of the protests. And you've seen some more... peaceful demonstrations over the course of different communities, even around here over the last several days. And that's going to have to continue. Stuff like this is going to have to continue. Other leagues putting out the videos. I'm sure you'll get one from the NBA. The NBA really doesn't have to do it. They've been doing this. And just the NFL's got to catch up. I think the NBA's got to jump on this type of stuff. So, compared to other leagues. Baseball's got to get their tail going. They got to get back and playing their damn sport, first of all. But before they start worrying about everything else, the Bruins put out state. It's just everything. Everybody's got to come together on this. So, and I think, over the course of 4 days, people have and will continue. And that's the thing that needs to continue, is that type of stuff.
617-779-0985. As we get back to teams practicing and getting ready to play games, whether it be in the NBA, as Zoe mentioned, or it's the NHL, whenever they figure out a way to get back together. Some college football teams have already gotten back together. And in Alabama, a number of players have tested positive for COVID-19. That story also this hour, a cryptic tweet about Super Bowl 52. That's on the way as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand at 12:36 on a Friday. At least five Alabama football players, at least five.
Roll Tide.
The exact number not known. Have tested positive for coronavirus after returning to Tuscaloosa this week. Bama Insider first had this. They returned to the area this week as voluntary workouts were set to begin next week. And a bunch of videos were posted midweek, Tuesday and Wednesday, showing players working out in large groups on their own without university coaches present. According to AL for Alabama.com, at least one of the players who tested positive attended the player-led workout sessions on Tuesday and Wednesday. That particular player was asymptomatic. CBS 42 reports the players were tested on Tuesday and then worked out with one another on Wednesday, and then the test results came back on Thursday. Nearly 50 players were at the workouts. So at least five guys who have tested positive as of Thursday were working out earlier this week with all of their teammates. This might be one to watch. This might be something to keep an eye on. Let's say worst case scenario, right? Worst case scenario, five guys turns into 25 guys.
Then you got a problem. Yeah. Big problem.
How's college football going to react? Would be my question. What happens then?
Good question.
I think your
alma mater opened up yesterday, I think, or it's going to open up Friday to allow football team back on to start working out on campus.
I mean, I would think it would be like on an institutional basis at first, Beto, like,
yeah,
you know, if you've got five guys test positive, then you got 25, that's your worst case scenario. Okay, you know what? We're shutting down. I guess we'll forfeit, the next 2-3 games, you know, there wouldn't be necessarily like a league-wide mandate as you would expect from the professional leagues. I don't know what makes me think that. It just seems like it would be left to the individual schools, A, because there's so many of them.
Or states, or something like that.
California, you know,
came out and said, we're going to do online training first semester. They already said that. California schools are doing online. Does that mean the UCLA football team gets to go and just hang out on campus, do online from there, and then you have the dining hall
and all the teams that
open?
Yeah, and
dorms.
And if we think that's true, do we think that applies to like every team that UCLA plays in their conference? Like, are they just going to forget about playing too? Like, if UCLA is going to hold online classes or schools in some states, so every school that those schools play, they're not going to follow the same
right. The
same guidelines. I would imagine there are going to be some schools who just don't play.
Here's what I know will happen. The individual schools and the conferences will likely not put the safety of their students at all near the top of the list. That's what I think.
You mean the student or the student-athletes, Beadle? Because they are one and the same, but just for our purposes here, are you talking about the students or the student-athletes?
The student-athletes.
Ah. I would say the same.
I would say
for both,
that if you were just a student and not an athlete, that you've got a better chance of your school looking out for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you're just a student, there's a chance they're telling you, "Hey, stay home to be safe."
So then,
we don't want to have a breakout of this on campus. Why don't you stay home and do some online learning? Football players, get your ass back to school. We got money to make.
So Notre Dame is bringing their football team back, and they've sequestered one of the not so nice hotels on campus. And they're going to put them up in there for 10 days.
The not so nice hotel? Not you mean so they're nice not giving one. Them? They're not giving them quality.
No, Sean said it's not. It's not. They're not. I said those kids are going to be jacked to be quarantined in a hotel. We're going to sit there and play video games and just eat. Like, no, it's not a very nice hotel.
Gee.
So 10-day quarantine, and then once everybody clears to get tested, then they're going to practice. Start practicing together. So, yeah. Interesting.
Well, then, it is interesting. It is. All right. Well, what are you going to do? What's Brian Kelly make a year on his contract?
Oh, he's doing well.
$3-4 million a year,
yeah,
probably.
He's up over $2.5 million at least.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is he going to get his full salary right now? I'm just curious. While they put the kids in the motel, I'm just wondering what happens there. Is Jack Swarbrick still the AD there?
I don't know.
Yes, he's the one who came out and said, we're not playing games without fans. That was like 2 months ago.
Yeah. Is he still taking a full salary during all this, I wonder?
Probably.
He needs his money, right? Yep. He needs his. Got to make sure he gets his when he puts those kids up in the motel.
They open up at Navy this year. Like, they're going to play that game at Navy at Marine Corps Stadium. Wow.
Hmm. Interesting. Let's go to Art and Walpole. Art.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Art, what's up? How the hell you been, man? Wow.
I know. Well, you know what? So I got grandkids popping up. I got kids in Utah, University of Kansas, San Diego, and they're all over the place. And I've been running around trying to work through this COVID. I mean, it's just been crazy. I'm sorry I haven't checked in with you guys. But I'm listening as much as I can. But anyways, you know, Vito, I totally agree with you. There's no way the owners are going to succumb to this thing with the kneeling. You know, if the kneeling is pissing off half of the country, at least, if not more, you know, the owners just aren't, they're not going to go with this. I don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, you would hope that the players who are still employees of the sport, of these owners, would come up with something, a really good thing that will not piss off half of America to get their point across. Because half, you know, most everybody agrees with them. But when you start doing anything to smear the country in any way, you have a lot of enemies, and I would hope that they'd find a different path, or there's going to be another problem going forward in this uncertain sports world, guys.
Yeah, it is a good question. You know, which way the players do decide to go this fall when they get back. Maybe they decide that kneeling is not what they want to do anymore. Maybe there's some other gesture they're going to have as part of it. I don't know.
Well, Maryland football just got cleared to come back June 8th. So all these schools, you know, off this discussion of everything and how we're going to handle things, you know, this fall, starting to come in one by one, slowly here. It's picking up its pace, though. Teams are starting to get word, and I think they're starting to feel comfortable going back to campus. Wait on UMass, Beetle. See what's going on there.
They're not very good anyway, so... You know.
Well, Zoe has other reasons for wanting to know what they're going to do.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mouths to feed. Plural.
One fewer worker in the yard, though, for spreading that mulch.
That's a good point. Yeah, boy, let's clip that up.
Pete's in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
How are you doing?
Good. Hey, as far as I think what the Patriots did was a very smart move. Of course, they're always ahead of most of the league, or the NFL, I should say. Hey, look, the top stars right now are not white. They're black. Mahomes, Jackson. I think that's going to play a little bit into it. I think maybe Mr. Kraft and others are trying to deal with this so they don't have to kneel. Like, you know, I think bringing the grassroots in is a great idea. And I think maybe if the players see that you're actually getting involved, maybe there won't be kneeling. But let's say 4 years ago, the top quarterbacks in the league were not African-American. But they are now, and they are moneymakers. So I think the league has to do somewhat of a shift.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. You know, I talked about Patrick Mahomes being already a league MVP.
Russ Wilson's at 35. Yeah,
Lamar Jackson was last year's MVP. I don't think he wasn't in the video, but there you go. Another top player. Another face of your league.
Deshaun Watson. I mean, you got guys.
At the quarterback position.
Yeah, that shift that they're going to be making top money. That's good for them. Russ Wilson's earned that. You know, Mahomes, he's got to keep it going. You know, we'll see him fall off here. But like I said, there's reports he's going to be north of 40 And that gets Lee Steinberg back in it, man. Whew. It's a lot of money for that guy.
Back in the game.
Back in the man. Like, shell of himself. He's got guys now, though. He's getting back in it.
617-779-0985. Marquise Flowers played one season with the Patriots. And Marquise Flowers has something about Super Bowl 52. Or does he? And we'll get to that coming up next. Or not.
Oh,
I guess not, Zost.
Hi.
Hang tight.
Hey.
Let's just keep talking.
Okay. No problem, man.
Hang tight.
What's going on?
Okay.
All right.
Got some issues back there. It's been sort of a glitchy day, hasn't it?
It is a little bit.
You know what? I said my knee started. I think it's the rain. Like, we haven't had that much rain, but with the you got some thunder boomers moving through here this afternoon, I guess.
Did you guys get awakened? Did you get waked up last night about 4 a.m.?
Excuse me. Yes.
No. Should I have been awake at that hour?
A couple good cracks already.
Real thunder, some very heavy rain, and then I had some jagaloon. I thought there were gunshots at first, but then they repeated several times the same pattern. Pow, 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 pow. I'm like, those are fireworks. Somebody was doing fireworks between 4 and 4:30. Like,
was it Zoe?
No. Bed.
But somebody did fireworks for like, and you know what stopped them? That rain. The thunder and the rain started, and that stopped the fireworks. But it
was
not
a dream. You had some weird dream.
It was not a dream. It was actually happening. I woke up. I was awake.
I think lightning hit in Walpole last night. Split a tree. Yeah.
Reports of lightning strike in Walpole, Mass. I'm sure it did. I think it happens all the time.
You ever see a tree when a lightning hits it? It's like almost like a spiral.
As it happens?
Slicing around. No, not after the aftermath.
Well, sure.
The power of that, man.
Whew. Oh, the lightning? Are you kidding?
Any of you guys ever heard loud noises as you're falling asleep?
You guys ever see weather? It's crazy. It comes out of the sky. It's down on you.
Oh, my God. It's thundersnow.
Do we ever loud noises as you're falling asleep, Beetle?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have that? Like anyone else?
You mean like auditory hallucination or a real loud Oh, no.
Yes.
Is this something you're dealing with?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what it's called? The actual crazy medical name for it?
Oh,
no.
Exploding head syndrome.
Yeah, oh, we should be so lucky. Now, what is the...
EHS.
What is the... Is this for real, or is this like my wife's self-diagnosed misophonia, which she claims to have?
Oh, no, it's real. It's real. It happens to me like at least once a week where like you hear a loud bang that didn't exist. Yes.
What do you like pop up out of bed or?
Like it can wake you up.
You?
Like I've had it wake me up and startle me and there's nothing there. It happens when falling asleep. Yes.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. You want me to read you the description of it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Exploding head syndrome is a condition in which a person experiences unreal noises that are loud and of short duration when falling asleep or waking up. The noise may be frightening, typically occurs only occasionally, and is not a serious health concern.
See, I have sleep paralysis when I fall asleep, and I feel like something's holding me down.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We'll be right back.
617-779-0985. We've got something we might get to coming up that Tommy Curran just wrote about on NBC Sports Boston. But first, this. Marquise Flowers tweeted on June 14th of 2019. He said, "I'm going to tell y'all the truth about Super Bowl 52 when I retire." And then just 2 days ago, Patriots guy for life tweeted at him, "Are you ready to tell the truth about it yet?" And Marquise Flowers has responded to that tweet. And now I just lost the response tweet. Jim, do you have it in front of you by chance? Damn it.
We got it.
It says, "It's getting close, but it's still not about Malcolm Butler. Because I don't know about that." What's the truth about Super Bowl 52 that has nothing to do with Malcolm Butler?
Is there any other dying, unanswered?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I mean, that
is the only thing about that game unanswered. That's the only question unanswered about that game, period.
I just wondered, did something else happen that we don't even know about? Something that's not even on the radar? And Marquise Flowers is promising, "Oh, I got another story about that game." Wait, there's another story? What other story? We can't even fathom what the other story would be.
He's kind of retired, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he tried playing in the XFL and didn't even make it there last year.
Yeah, I would consider him retired, so let's get on with it, Marquise.
Yeah.
Let's go. What's the deal?
He's listed as a former American football linebacker.
He's out of the league. Let's get the story. Let's get it. What is the story you've got to tell?
Three of the players didn't receive their loser share of that game. It's going to be something silly. You're going to get your panties all in a bunch over this, Beetle, and it's not even going to be anywhere near the type of story you think it's going to be.
Zoe's been teasing it for a solid year now.
Looks like he's getting a little nervous, like it ain't Malcolm Butler. So I ain't...
Do you think it's that? Like he's just backtracking? I mean, he's just...
Yeah.
Oh, man. What is it?
Maybe it wasn't Malcolm.
I want to know.
Maybe I got that story wrong. Yeah.
So that's the latest on that one. He's got a story, and it's not Malcolm Butler about that game. I will stand by and wait, but let's get a move on. You're not playing football anymore, Marquise. Come on, let's do it. Zach in Milford has a golf question for Hardy. It's Friday. We'll allow that. What do you got, Zach?
Hey, thank you, guys. Hey. Happy Friday.
What's up?
One, I haven't had the chance to call in because I had to recoup some of my losses with Hardy's bet, but I mean, he didn't pony up his money, so just want to call in to Hardy.
What bet would that be?
That was the hole-in-one bet, Hardy.
So who did you make that bet with?
Oh, I was trying to make it with you, but you never, followed through. So
you should be thanking me. Was there a hole in one? Are you expecting payment from a hole in one that didn't happen?
No.
Okay.
Marty, you didn't listen. The last time I called in, I said we could put the money towards charity.
Okay. Do you understand how bets work?
Well, how about this? I got an open tee time tomorrow, Newton Commonwealth. You come out, we do a little hole in one.
Hey,
you and I,
Hardy, you get on.
Do a hole in one? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah. we play 18 holes, and you see if you get a hole in one. And
I don't know that you've ever played golf before. Are you expecting to go get a hole in one tomorrow?
No, I said you're going to come with me to Newton Commonwealth, where I'm a member at, and we will put a bet down, and if you get a hole-in-one, I will donate to a charity of your choosing, and vice versa.
Just out of curiosity, how does the membership work at Newton Commonwealth? It's a muni, right?
Yes, I pay, it's a municipal, but I paid back in February, President's Day, went out, and I'm a member there, and I have tea time Saturday and Sunday.
That's excellent. So do you get preferential status on those tea times as a member?
Yes, 8:40 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday.
All right, so wow, that is
that's
what
money.
That's worth the price of admission
time.
Right there.
That's a good tea time.
Zoe, down the Cape, they got those two courses in Dennis, Dennis Highlands, yep. Dennis Pines, two great courses. People in Dennis can play those courses for like $700 a year, right? And you've got unlimited green fees. It's already paid for, but they're so busy, as is pretty much every course in the state now, that I think they're only allowing members on. down there in Dennis. And another course that we talked about, remember our conversation about Ponky, Beetle, how Ponkapog was closed?
They
opened yesterday, finally.
Oh, they got their issues with the payment systems.
And it was the payment system. I thought that was just an excuse. They put like a payment station outside. So where you still have to book online with your tee times, but they couldn't figure out the payment. So now when you go up there and you're there for your tee time, it's like, you know, kind of like a ATM or something, I guess. So finally they were able to open. So enjoy your game tomorrow. I will be doing the Sports Up Golf Club followed by the Sports Up Golf Club wrap-up show. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. tomorrow.
But hey, it's Hardy.
Sports Hub. AKA, hey, it's Hardy, AKA Mimosas. And so the show, that 9 to 10 a.m. hour is three names.
Hey, it's Mimosas.
Hey, it's Mimosas.
Hey, let's wrap up with Mimosas.
That's it. That's the name.
People really like it. And it has been suggested to me that since I appropriated the Hey, it's Franklin song for the Hey, it's Hardy theme song, that I've invited this turtle trouble onto myself. I have only myself to
Oh, that's interesting.
You know what? I didn't like that show either. Franklin. It was annoying. It wasn't annoying to the Caillou length. Like, Caillou is the most detestable show out of any of the kid shows. Franklin ain't far behind.
And we weren't a little
more cute. A little more cutesy. Not as whiny.
It was... But Franklin was kind of the hapless protagonist. He would find himself in some sticky situations because he wasn't always the smartest turtle on the block, was he, Franklin?
No, he looked a little bit slow.
Well, not like he was a tippy turtle, but he was, you know, he'd find himself getting into some situations, kind of like a Leave It to Beaver type of model. What are your kids watching, Beto? Your kids are of that age. What's the big show
now? Everything's YouTube, Hardy.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, it's just YouTube nonsense. Kids don't watch like shows anymore.
Yeah. Like, remember the Wiggles when they came out? Whew.
Nah, we were post-Wiggle.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.